The cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lob of spirits. I'll be gone. Our queen and all her elves come here anon. Roundle and a fairy song. Then, for the third part of a minute, hence. Some to kill cankers in the musk rose buds. Some war with rare mice for their leathern wings to make my small elves' coats. And some keep back the clamorous owl that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Sing me now asleep, then to your offices. And let me rest.
You spotted snakes with double tongue, for they hate what be not seen. Roots and pipers do no wrong, come not near our fairy queen. Roots and pipers do no wrong, come not near our fairy queen. Come not near our fairy queen.
Sweet lullaby, 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 lullaby.
Up and down, up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town. Goblin, lead them up and down. What hempen homespuns have we swaggering here, so near the cradle of the fairy queen? What a play toward! I'll be an auditor, an actor too, perhaps, if I see cause. To your eye, gentle lover, remedy. When thou wak'st, thou tak'st true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known that every man should take his own, in your waking shall be shown. Jack shall have Jill, naught shall go ill, the man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
Thank you.
Go, bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns. Masks, what dances shall we have to wear away this long age of 3 hours between our after supper and bedtime? Where is our usual manager of mirth? What revels are in hand? Is there no play to ease the anguish of a torturing hour? Full of joy and mirth. Joy, gentle friends. Joy and fresh days of love accompany your hearts.
Thank you.
the hungry lion roars, and the wolf behowls the moon, whilst the heavy ploughman snores, all with weary task foredone. Now the wasted brands do glow, whilst the screech owl, screeching loud, puts the wretch that lies in woe in remembrance of a shroud. Now it is the time of night that the graves, all gaping wide, every one lets forth his sprite in the churchway paths to glide. And we fairies, that do run by the triple Hecate's team from the presence of the sun, following darkness like a dream, now our frolic. Not a mouse shall disturb this hallowed house. I am sent with broom before to sweep the dust behind the door. Through the house give glimmering light by the dead and drowsy fire. Every elf and fairy sprite hop as light as bird from briar. And this ditty after me sing and dance it trippingly. First, rehearse your song by rote, to each word a warbling note. Hand in hand with fairy grace, will we sing and bless this place.
Break of day.
Trip away, make no
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
The overture and incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream, composed by Felix Mendelssohn, along with readings from William Shakespeare's play, concludes today's edition of Classical Muse. We heard it in a performance featuring American actor Inga Swenson as the narrator, along with soprano Arlene Saunders, mezzo-soprano Helen Vanni, and the Boston Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, conducted by Erich Leinsdorf. More enchanting and always great music next time here on Classical Muse. I'm David Kavlovic. Thanks for listening.